Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Paul Herrnchek, the VP of LPS Industries, a flexible packaging manufacturer servicing the food, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and pet industries. Today, we will speak to Paul about the challenges ahead for manufacturing in the upcoming year. And Mr. Herrnchek, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me.
Well, certainly our pleasure to have you with us, and we really appreciate what you do and for joining us here today. So for starters, I understand your company is focused on manufacturing of flexible packaging. How important is the manufacturing industry today? Let's get into some of the details there.
Well, Eric, I think manufacturing is the nucleus of our economy. I think it's very important today from the standpoint of what it provides. It is part of the building block for our country, as it has been for, you know, since the beginning. And where we see manufacturing today, it's even more important to keep a country strong. From our standpoint, as I mentioned, we see manufacturing as a nucleus to support not only the country, but local economy. You know, it's a support to small businesses that all feed to a manufacturing facility, be it in a city or in a state. It helps with trade. It helps with production of other materials that are necessary to support it. And in today's environment with offshore competition and our need to maintain a very strong manufacturing base, it is becoming more and more recognized that manufacturing is not the old dirty smokestack of yesterday, but is in many cases a high precision and highly skilled part of our economy.
Totally in agreement with you there, and really appreciate the lead off and your feedback there in those regards. Now, what forces outside the U.S. do you follow and why? I'm sure listeners would find that to be interesting and helpful as well.
Well, there's quite a bit of them going on today. One of the things, you know, that I will say is that energy is paramount. We are looking at what's happening with oil because it feeds into our raw material supply, the ability to produce resins and films and foils are critical for flexible manufacturers like us. So energy and oil is one of the top priorities that we're keeping an eye on. We're following what's going on with the Russia-Ukraine situation because that is also tied to energy. We watch the European Union from the standpoint of trade and from their situation with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And of course, the big one for us is we keep an eye on what's happening in China. China has a political agenda. They've got some domestic actions concerning exporting and COVID, Taiwan. So we kind of look across the world and say, okay, energy is important. The geopolitics is important. And that all has a effect on our ability to maintain raw material supply.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and appreciate your sharing who you follow. And if listeners are out there who want to replicate what you're doing, I'm sure they're adding a few to the mix as well. Now, do you think these events will shape businesses this year, being a new year already, as we're well into January at this point?
Oh, I do. I think that all of the events I mentioned, China, the EU, the Russian Ukraine, the energy, the oil, I think all of those will be things that businesses, whether you're a manufacturer or in another industry, will need to look at. I think the most obvious overriding concern going into 2023, at least from my standpoint, is a big word, and it's called uncertainty. There's so much uncertainty that we are dealing with, whether it's in supply chain or COVID or labor or world events. I think anyone who is starting a business, anyone who's trying to grow a business or retain a business, needs to be extremely close to the ground in understanding what's going on around them on a local level, and more importantly, what's going on around them throughout the country and beyond. So certainly I think the geopolitics and I think the energy are two that will definitely shape businesses going into the new year. Certainly COVID will as well. That is not over. I mean, yes, it's to a far, it's a far degree away from where it was 2 years ago, but China still has some spikes. We're having spikes, and there's variants that we need to concern ourselves with. I think we're in a better position today to handle COVID from a labor standpoint. We've learned a lot, but it's still a factor that we have to contend with. So when you take a look at everything going on, and I'll mention the supply chain issues, you have to be very careful going into 2023. Is your supply chain strong? Are you being able to buy what you need to buy from an allocation standpoint? There are still many raw materials on allocation. So again, staying close to what you need and what you have to have to grow and retain your business is critical.
It certainly is, and we appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today to share your insight. It's been helpful already today. We're speaking with Paul Herrincheck. He is the VP of LPS Industries, a flexible packaging manufacturer servicing the food, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and pet industries here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you talk a lot about reshoring. Have you seen companies buying more made in the USA products? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
In our business, we have, and I think in other businesses, you'll see it as well. I think that you know, what happened was the mess we had with the supply chain in later part of 2021 and this year really turned some heads from people who were used to buying at a very attractive price and bringing in product from overseas. Mainly from China. I mean, not exclusively, but mainly from there. And they couldn't get product. They couldn't get product because the containers couldn't get off the ships. We know what happened with the port of Los Angeles. We know what happened to other ports around the country. We had problems with trucker driver shortages, containers not being available. So people turned into the United States and said, you know, I'm willing to pay just a little bit more. I mean, we're not paying a lot more, but a little bit more, but we can get our goods in 3-4 weeks or whatever, but it beats 15 weeks and it beats paying, you know, I was paying upwards of $20,000 our company for containers to come across. Well, you factor that into what's inside a container and you're price of the goods are going up. So people looked at that and said, you know what, if I can buy it here and I can get it more quickly, I'm probably saving money because of the transportation costs going on. So that sparked a whole new look at Made in USA. And we saw and continue to see people coming back to us who haven't bought in years and said, you know, hey, we did like your product. We did have to go offshore, but now, you know, we can't get it and we need it. So we've seen it. I've heard a number of other companies, suppliers, as well as customers who have said the same thing. And I think that trend will continue. Do I think it will continue at the pace it's been? I have doubts about that. I think people have to realize that price is important. And for many people working on low margins, you have to watch where you buy. So I think reshoring is here. I'd like to see it take a bit more anchoring in the United States, but I think it's something that people will at least keep in their up their sleeve, if you will.
Mr. Herencheck, as we conclude, what do you advise companies to do this new year?
Yeah, I think companies, no matter what business you're in, need to communicate. Communicate with your suppliers, communicate with your customers. Most importantly, communicate with your employees. I can't stress communication enough. I think it's critical to understand where your business is heading and understand what your employees need. They need security. They need to understand that what's going on is and what they hear in the media may not be what's happening in your business. So I think communication is key. I also think you need to plan. You need to plan a backup, whether it's a supplier or customers. Personally, I'd like to have 10 smaller customers than one large customer. So planning for backups and planning for contingencies are very important. I think it's important to look inside your business. Any way you can reduce waste or motivate employees to retain your talent. It's so hard to find employees today. Everyone knows about the labor situation. And one thing I'll tell every company I talk to, and it's an overused word, but it's so important, and that's network. Join a trade association that you believe in. Network your business. It's so important in today's supply chain situations to make sure you're covered. And that's what I would advise companies going into 2023.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time spent with us here today and for what you do once again, Mr. Herencheck. Where can listeners get all the details online on LPS Industries? And I'm sure they could probably be in touch with you as well through that website.
Yes, you can get more information at www.lpsind.com. And we are a New Jersey manufacturer and very willing to answer any questions or help anyone that has any flexible packaging needs.
And of course, we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, listeners, it is lpsind.com. Mr. Herencheck, all the best and have a fantastic, prosperous and healthy 2023.
I appreciate the opportunity, Eric. All the best to you as well. Take care.
And many thanks. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Herencheck, VP of LPS Industries, a flexible packaging manufacturer, servicing the food, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and pet industries. And for all the details, visit lpsind.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.